Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson, and I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. It's been a little over a month, I think, since I've done a show for everybody, and I just wanted to say thank you for reaching back out, listening to the show. And I know we're going to have a good one tonight. We've got some amazing things that do come up during these readings, and it's always really interesting to see what kind of flowers show up for people's soul, their spirit. And so you never know what's going to come up. We can have the same flower. You know, one person will have a daffodil and another person can have a daffodil, but it's what makes it unique to them is their soul and their spirit and the color of the flower and if it's animated and does it have any messages for me. So there's a lot of information that can come through through the flower, kind of tell me what's going on in your life and can give you some validation also. And so what I'll do is during the readings is I'll ask you for your name, and I get the energy off of the name, and then I'll see a flower in my mind's eye. And then the flower will give me the information about what's going on. And once I tell you what your flower is, I tell you what's going on, tell you if you're an old soul or a young soul, look at some contracts, then you can go ahead and ask me one question and then look at the flower again and see what comes up for you at that time. And so, but before we begin, I just want to say a few things. I've got a new website up. I've spent some time working on that, and if you've ever created a website or you know, it just takes a long time and it just seems like it always changes, and so when you do visit the website, there may be some things incompleted at this time, and it's only because it's a work in progress. So bear with me, but I believe just about everything is completed on that. And so that website is www.soulflowerpsychicmedium.com, and you can go there and see all the different services that I provide. And a few different things that I've added recently are some reports that are based on astrology. And so it's not exactly an astrology chart, but it's some reports about your health and well-being, or it can talk about how money is relating to you in this lifetime based on your astrology chart. And then I can also do charts for children, which can help you point them in the right direction in life. If they should be a scientist, a lawyer, a doctor, or so these charts are very informative, very detailed, and it's all based on their astrology, their name at birth, their date of birth, the time of birth, and the location of birth. And so by taking all that information, I can provide these detailed reports. Very informative. And another thing that with those is I can even look into your pet's astrology. And so if you're even thinking about adding a family member to your family, we can look at that animal's chart and see if they would be a good fit for you. So very unique approach to looking at things. And so that's also going to be on the website very soon. That's I'm working on that. But you can always email me and let me know if that's something interested in. I can provide more information. And so once again, that website is soulflowerpsychicmedium.com. So take a look at that. That would be I'd appreciate that very much. And send me an email. Contact me if you have any questions. Another thing that I would like, this is just the announcements part of it, and we'll dive into some readings here shortly, so bear with me. Another announcement that I wanted to make is just it's a three-pack that I'm offering now, where I will offer a one-hour Soulflower session, and then you can choose from a numerology report or any of the chart that I mentioned earlier about the health and well-being, money, your children's chart, and also a pet chart, and then I can do a 30-minute follow-up Soulflower reading for you. So that's my three-pack, and that's going for $225, and that's also on the website with more information about that. You can look at it. So I believe that's all the announcements that I wanted to mention at this time. So let's go ahead and take a look at the Soulflower Psychic Readings and see what comes up tonight. And like I had mentioned, it's about taking your name. I get the energy from your name, and I'll see a flower in my mind's eye. And I'll explain to you what that flower is doing, the color of it. And a lot of the times, the colors can associate with your chakras, you know, and it can tell me if they're blocked or if they're wide open. And each one of our chakras correlates with our spiritual body, our physical body, our emotional body. And so I'll be able to tune into that for you and see what's going on with the chakras and see if an old soul or young soul, look at some contracts, maybe some karma, and we can go into one of your questions that you have. So if you don't mind, I'd like to say a little prayer before we begin, and I just want to ask radio show this evening, and that I ask that we all be surrounded by the loving white light of the Holy Spirit, and nothing but love and light can come to us, and nothing but love and light can come from us. So I would like to go ahead and jump on in, and we'll take our first caller, and let's see what comes up. So thank you for listening. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Well, thank you for patiently waiting as I threw some introduction, and thank you for being on the show this evening.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and start, and I'll get your name, and let's see what flower comes up for you.
My name is Rose.
All right, Rose, so what I have, the colors that I have for you are purple, yellow, and white, and I am looking at the flower. To me, bear with me a moment while I get this image in my, okay, for one thing, I've got a short stem. So I've got with you that, bear with me, I'm just waiting, I've got purple, yellow. So an iris, that's the flower that I have for you. And so when I look at these colors of purple, yellow, and white, you've got a lot of power within yourself, a lot of solar plexus energy, but the purple that I see for you is also your spirituality, and it also is a very bold energy that you carry with you. And when I look at the tips of these flowers, it feels like that's the essence that you carry, that's what you project out to people. It's not necessarily a bold, you know, like your hands on your hips or anything like that, but it's a very comfortable, soft, and gentle purple that I see around you. That's just the spiritual approach that you can connect with people on. And so also with that white that I see, there's just this connection with your higher self and also with God and your angel that I see that you do have. And it feels like that every now and then that connection can be like lightning bolts, like you'll get a hit or a download every now and then. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know what that means.
So like if you're, like I'm talking about your intuition. So every now and then you may get an idea just out of the blue, or you may get a feeling out of the blue sometimes of like, you know, did I think that? Was that my own thought, or did somebody plant that idea in my head? So it feels like every now and then you get some ideas that come to you. And
yeah.
Those are those lightning streaks that I see in the flower. It's just that every now and then you get these hits, these intuitive hits, what I feel like. Also, that it just feels like that you have your personal power is very strong. You like to stay within your power, and you like to keep some things private to yourself. But you're also a very friendly person, so you have, I guess, you say a sunny disposition is what I'm going to go with the yellow. So it's very welcoming and very soft approach that you have with people, and people can come to you is what it feels like too. When I look at that stem, it's short, so I feel like you are a young and you have many people around you for support, it feels like, at this time. Sometimes I feel like these people who are around you can kind of smother you, it feels like. They want to just kind of keep control of you, or to smother you, or to keep you in their sight. Does that make sense?
Not sure about that.
Okay. Well, just... you have support and you have a lot of people around you, and that sometimes they can be a little bit too much for you is what the flower is showing me. And so the purple, yellow, and the white is the iris that I see for you. And so do you have a question for me that you want to look at?
I wanted to ask you about my love life.
All right. Well, I can certainly look at that for you.
Or do you see someone new coming, or someone from my past reconnecting with me?
Okay, so let me get your name one more time so I can get that boost of energy, please.
Rose.
So I do have a gentleman I feel like he's an older gentleman. This person is, I see him with a mustache, dark hair, darker complexion, and I feel like he is, he's an intelligent person. And so when I see him, as far as a time frame, this is a person that I feel is going to be coming into your life in the fall. Like I see around October is what I pick up for you. This is a person who is also like to be in a social setting, in a social scene. He dresses nicely because the image I see of him is being in a suit. He has a mustache, dark hair, and it's combed. He's well-groomed is what I can see with him. So I feel like this person is going to be coming into your life toward the fall or around October is what I see.
Wow.
Between now and then, it feels like it's about you doing your day-to-day, going to your job. Like things are fairly stagnant, but they're very routine for you is what it feels like right now. And so it's just nothing is really coming up for you significant in the love life. It's just I see that later on this year is when it's picking up for you. But this gentleman is what I see around October.
All right. Thank you.
But I do also want to tell you about what an iris means. An iris, it allows a release of toxic energy buildup to wash away from spirit and rejuvenate the soul. It clears away long-standing aches and pains, and it releases dependencies while recharging and refills deep within. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on my show. I hope that I answered your question and gave you a little bit of information from your flower.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, Brandon. This is Patty. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you tonight?
I'm looking forward to hearing about my Soulflower.
Well, me too. Why don't we find out what that is?
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and give me your name, please?
Patty.
So I feel like right now you have a yellow rose that comes up. And this rose has a lot of energy with it. You've got a very long stem, which tells me that you're an old soul. And this rose is open. And it's also very much, it has a lot of energy, like it's going back and forth. It feels like sometimes it's a little bit agitated, but it also comes across to me that you're not really sure what direction to go, you know, so it's kind of like every now and then you get to a point to where it feels like I don't know what to do anymore, I'm scattered a little bit, and to kind of just lay down and relax and gather my thoughts, so it's somewhat a little bit being scattered and a little bit of agitation is what's going on. And so there's a little bit of like water around it too. So it seems like there's some emotional things going on in your life too is what I gather. What I'm also picking up on this flower is that you're really like trying to look at your life in a different perspective is what it feels like. Like you're taking a step back and analyzing or reevaluating some things, but I feel like your spirit is very high and you're wanting to question some things. You have some answers, and it feels like sometimes these answers go out to the universe, and it's like, hey, I'm waiting for it to come back. I need some answers. What are you doing? Because I'm trying to change some things in my life. Does this make sense to you? Does this correlate with
it does.
What's happening?
It does make sense.
Okay. Also, when I look at this flower, there's a little bit of like those stickers on the side of it, you know, like it's easy to get pricked on the side of the stem. It feels like there's some protection that you're putting out there too, like you really just need to, people sometimes need to keep a distance from you is what it feels like, because it kind of feels like you're trying to re-heal or heal yourself from the inside out. And I just have this really soft and subtle emotion with you that yet you're really trying to reevaluate and pick that direction to go. And so that sense with kind of some validation about where you're at right now.
You're cutting out a little, so I didn't hear that.
I hope that flower gives you some validation about what's going on. Is that how I see you right now?
Yeah, so I guess my question is very similar to the other caller, right? I have a relationship question, and some of the back and forth is over that relationship and whether it will stabilize.
All right. Bear with me a moment. I'm just trying to make sense of these images. Let me get your name one more time, please. That'll help me.
Hattie.
So this person that I see, it's that expression, you know, 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch that with the 10-foot pole. So this person is kind of sensing and feeling. It seems like he's kind of blind on the subject, and so he's trying to keep a distance, but he's also trying to slowly feel his way, like taking baby steps, as if it is a blind person, trying to take slow steps, not really sure exactly where they're going. So, like the pole is representative of keeping the distance, but also trying to slowly feel out which direction to go. And so the energy that I have is that they have energy toward you. They're looking at you. But they're still a little bit blind to the relationship, is what it feels like. Every now and then, it feels like they have to kind of sit down, reevaluate themselves, and see where they're at, and think about that and contemplate. It feels like this person's just got to really think about things and analyze it and not really sure of themselves, but then they'll pick right back up and go right back into it. Does that make sense?
Some of it makes sense. I guess my question is, do you see us getting on stable ground?
It feels like there's some outside influences that are affecting the relationship, mostly on his part. So it feels like it's still going to be unstable for a period of time. I think these outside influences are what's making that difference. If this person or this relationship can really focus on one another, that I feel is that that instability will smooth out, is refocusing on each other and really communicating and opening up those doors to that. And so it's the honesty, being forthcoming, and just really laying it out on the line of exactly this is what it is. But these other outside influences is what seems to make it unstable at this time.
Okay.
Does that help
any?
Well,
it did. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome, and thank you for coming on the show.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's go back to our numbers here, and let's take our next caller. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings. Hello, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings. How are you tonight?
Yes, hi, my name is Tina. How are you? Thank you for having your show.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on, and I'm glad I can take your call. And you said your name is what?
Tina.
Tina?
Yes, Tina.
Okay, well, let's see what comes up for you.
Thank you.
I have a red rose for you, and it feels like this rose is a little bit off of its path. You've got a very long stem, which tells me that you're an old soul, and also the petals of this flower is very closed up, and it's held tightly together. It really feels like it's not wanting to open up very much, and it feels like you need a lot more like self-esteem is what needs to happen. You need to be more fulfilling, and you need to give more to yourself is what I pick up about this. It feels like you need to really feed yourself some self-love is what I'm picking up on that, okay? And when I see this flower, it just kind of is not straight up and down, which tells me that you're not on your path. It also tells me that you need to relax a little bit and allow things to unfold. But the majority of what the flower is telling me is about loving yourself, going back to who you are, what you're about, and really just look at yourself and enjoy who you are, what you're about, and just give to yourself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because when I look at the flower itself, it's very tight, and there's not a lot of petals, which means you just need to give to yourself and love yourself and take care of you and just fulfill your own heart. Okay, what life has to offer, what this universe has to offer, and I feel like if you can just give to yourself, like there's going to be a lot more happiness coming into your life. Things are going to be more fulfilling is what it feels like. So definitely do that, because when you start doing that, and you're going to start getting back on the right path. So loving yourself and being grateful for everything that you have is going to be so important. What is your question that you have for me?
Well, I wanted to ask about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Robert.
Okay. Robert seems like a pretty cool guy. He's got a calmness to him, and he's also got a charming side to him also, is what it feels like. Feels like he likes to take his time on things, like to go with the flow. I feel like every now and then, if he is passionate about something, or he's got his mind set on something and it doesn't go his way, he can throw a little bit of fit, if you like. It kind of feels like everything has to go his way, and then he's fine. So when I say he's kind of good going with the flow, as long as it's his flow, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so he's got a great character about him. He's a very loving person, is what I picked up. And like he, he's really enjoying his life now. And when I look at the relationship, it feels very much mutual and very loving. I also feel when I see him, he kind of pulls away now and then, though. Like it's very important for him to have his individuality and his independence. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so I think with him, he likes to have balance in his life. You know, giving to you, giving to himself, and giving to relationships is how I see managing his life. When I look at you, you've got so much to give and so much to love, and I feel also a romantic.
I'm sorry, your phone blanked out. You feel what now?
I feel like you're very.
Oh my God! Your phone blanked out again. You feel like I'm what now?
A romantic, or you're very like romance is very important in this relationship for you. Did that make sense? Did you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, and so I feel like also that you're requiring more romance with him. Okay, and there's part of him where it's a little bit difficult to show the romance or the romantic side of him. And so it's very good that you help him kind of break out of the box and that comfort zone to help him express his love, you know, and be a person who can be affectionate. So I feel like what you do for him is a good thing to get him kind of out of that comfort zone. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, why was he in the comfort zone? Is he afraid of love?
I feel like it's foreign to him. It's not afraid of love. It's how to show the love. Because I feel like he wasn't really shown or taught or been in an environment to really show love himself. You know, it's like he wasn't loved as much, or he wasn't shown how to love. And so that's what I pick up, is that it wasn't really in his past. And so it may be difficult for him to show it. So it doesn't that he doesn't want to. He wants to. He's a little uncomfortable on how to do it. So it's, you know, he needs to be creative. He needs to think about it. And he needs to keep that shyness kind of way to come out with and just do it.
Your phone blanked out. I'm sorry, your phone blanked out. Can you say keep the shyness?
Well, he is what I pick up. You know, he needs to come at it. He needs to come out of the shyness. He just needs to get out of that comfort zone and just show affection, you know, that it's okay to do that, to question it or be afraid of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so is that our purpose in each other's lives?
Well, that is something that we're helping him with, and that is out how to be affectionate and to show love and to let him know that it is okay to just express from your heart. You know, that's so important, and I feel that's a huge lesson that you're teaching him in this lifetime. And you're a little higher on the level, I feel like. Like you live in your heart, and your emotions are very important too. I can tell that you're grounded, but you're also a Cupid in a way, you know, and you've got fun-loving spirit about you is what I can pick up.
Yeah.
And so it's really helpful for him that you are in his life to help get him out of that comfort zone.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Oh, thank you.
So, and as far as a red rose, what I think is compassion, and its healing energy melts blocks or blockages in your heart. Red rose is a spiritual symbol. But I feel like the relationship is very stable, and it's he just needs some time to express himself.
He needs some time to do what with himself?
Express himself, but you're going to be a great teacher for that.
Oh, he needs time. Oh, he has to express himself. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you see marriage, guys?
Don't say that.
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat your question, please?
Do you see marriage for us?
I feel like, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be much further down the road when he's ready for it. You know, the time of 3 to 5 are the numbers, 3 to 5 years. It just feels like it's all is when I feel like he would be ready for that.
Okay, so you said 3 to 5 years, and then you said something else after that. I don't know why. Are you on Skype? I don't know why I was blanking in and out.
Yeah, I am using Skype, so I usually have a really good connection, so I don't know what's going on. So.
Okay, well, great. I will teach him how to communicate more. That's awesome. How do we reach you outside of this for reading?
You can go to my website, which is soulflowerpsychicmedium.com. And you can also contact me through Blog Talk Radio. My email is on there, too.
Like Soulflower...
Psychic Medium?
Yes.
.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you on Facebook?
Say that again?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. And that's under Brandon Thompson. And you can... you know, something that would be really good for you is a compatibility numerology chart, which takes your name and date of birth and his name and date of birth, and with the numbers that it matches, basically, when I put the report together, it sees how you are compatible and where his maybe his weaknesses are and your strengths are and how you come together. And so go onto my website and take a look at what a numerology report is, because that's something that I think would provide a lot of information for you in the future. And it tells you, say, in the month of June or May or August, whenever. It's, these are some things that you need to be aware of in your relationship. And it's just very accurate because it comes from your name and your date of birth. And so when you do the compatibility chart, I put all of that information together for you and see how you're compatible, where your strengths and weaknesses are, and basically how you can communicate with one another. So take a look at that.
Oh, that's awesome. How much is that?
They range anywhere from $5 to $105. It varies on if you want 3 months, 6 months, or a one-year numerology. So it just varies on what you would be interested in. As far as the length of time.
Oh, you said from $5 to $100. Okay.
Approximately, I said 35 to 125.
Oh, it broke out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know. I apologize. We're having some audio difficulties, so I apologize for that.
No problem. I was like $5. I'm calling right now.
Yeah, that would be a pretty nice report.
Oh, okay. Look, thank you, Spike. All right. Well, thank you so much, sir.
All right. Thank you, and you have a good night, all right? And thank you for listening.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Right. And you're every Sunday at this time?
I'm looking to do every Sunday, 8:30 Eastern time. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you for that, and let's go ahead and let's take our next caller, please. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, this is Ellen, and I would love a Soulflower reading.
Excellent. Well, Ellen, thank you for coming on the show, and let's see what flower comes up for you. And so I have a white flower, and let me see what I've got, a daisy that comes up for you also. So it kind of feels like there's two flowers in one, it feels like. I've got a daisy and I've got a carnation. So the two kind of combine together. And so the daisy and the carnation have different meanings. But let me go into that here in a little bit. But when I look at this, I feel like you're an old soul and you are on your path. And so I feel like your life is filled with abundance right now. And with this white flower, there is so much purity and so much honesty that I feel that you have. You're just a very pure spirit and a very soft and loving and warm spirit, because I see you out in this, the sun is on you all the time. You know, like you're just a great person to be around. People love being around you. And I feel like you, your life has a lot of abundance right now, is what I pick up. Does that make sense? Does that kind of correlate with who you are? I'll make sure I'm on the right track.
Well, it sounds very flattering, so I will have to say yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's what the flower comes across to me, and so that's what I see it as. Okay, that's the energy that I pick up on it. So I also feel like there's some things that are a little bit, you're kind of wavering on, it feels like, because I feel like there's a little bit of a wind that's going on, of some things. So I feel like there's events or there's activities or there's emotions. It feels like you're being pushed a little bit and you're kind of wavering on a decision and not really sure exactly what to do about it. But I feel like you're a very strong person, that you are able to stand your ground, and that you're really open to communicate this, you know, in a mature way. So I feel like there's something, does that resonate with you? You know, that there's some things kind of going on that they're kind of pushing you and you're not really sure
how to respond, yes.
Yeah. And so that's what I feel like. So is that a question that you have for me, or is there something specific that you want to ask me?
I would like to know, but if you can, I don't want to get into the details of what this pushing thing is.
Sure.
It's kind of
on the
private side. So
sure.
If you give me any information as to how to respond or whether it's going to work out, that would be fine.
Okay. So what I need a little bit of information to, you know, give you more of a specific answer for kind of a specific question. Can you kind of give me something to work with so I can intuitively look into that?
It has some financial issues. Yeah, it concerns some financial issues.
Okay. And let me get your name one more time, please. Just give me that boost of energy on the subject.
Sure. It's Ellen.
All right. So I feel like there's another person in here who's, it feels like, okay, I feel like this person is a bank teller, okay, and this is just an analogy of how it comes up. This person is holding gold coins, they're only giving you silver coins. Does that make sense? You follow me so far?
Yeah.
So it feels like they're holding the bulk of everything, but are like, you know what, I'm not going to give you a percentage of this, or I'm not going to give you the full dollar amount or the full value of everything. I still want to be in control of everything. I want to hold the majority of the stakes here. I want to make sure that you get something because, you know, that was part of our agreement. But it feels like they're a little bit trying to control too much, that it's a little bit unfair. But they're coming up with excuses is what it feels like, as far as, you know, well, you know, well, I have this and I have this and I have this and I have to take care of this. Where you don't really have those issues, so that's why I'm only going to give you the silver coins. Does that make sense? So.
It might be as an analogy. It doesn't apply directly, so I'll have to think about it.
Yeah. So it just feels like they're really trying to control, and they have excuses as to why they feel like they should be able to hold more of the money or be in more control, is what I feel like.
Actually, it might concern something else. Not the question I asked about, but something else. I'm sorry, does this... It sounds more like you're talking about an estate issue. Is it? I was thinking about something else.
Well, that...
I'm sorry.
That I'm picking up.
I'm sorry.
That's
I guess
just,
there are a couple of issues.
So, yeah, possibly. You know, so whatever... Without anything being really specific and for me to give you a specific answer, the information that I get may be a little bit vague. So if you can sort of how you receive that information as I'm telling it to you, if it clicks and it makes sense to what's going on, because I don't know what's really going on. I'm just kind of getting the energy off of it and how it feels of what's going on. And so if it applies to something different, then hopefully that's answering that part. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. Brandon, I want to say thank you. And carnations and daisies are good, sturdy flowers. Very hard.
Yeah. And, you know, a daisy. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what a daisy is. And a daisy is a great flower. I like daisies because it brings simplicity and regeneration back to your spirit. You know, and then they, and it tells you to take time for yourself and to just breathe. And there's just about that simplicity. And they also assist you in the rejuvenation. It's recharging and about relaxing on deeper levels. You know, just take that massage along with that green tea and do the spa treatment. So bring that daisy in for that. And also with the carnation, it's a wonderful relationship flower. And they assist in attracting your soulmate. And they promote long-lasting, loyal relationships where both partners are mutually fulfilled and happy and satisfied. And so the carnation brings positive aspects in relationships. So
those are great flowers. Those are really great.
Yeah, they are. So, well, I'm glad you called in. So, thank you for that. And if you want to go more in depth on things, you can always email me. I can do email readings as well. So, I'm open to that. Just you can go to that website, Soul Flower Psychic Medium, and I can give you more information. And that way, we can be more detailed and specific. And then I can provide more information for you that way, if you would like.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Again, thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good night, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, thank you, and let's move on to our next caller. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hello, Brandon. How you doing? My name is Tony.
Hey, Tony. How's it going tonight?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
I was actually calling to get some insight on career opportunities. Specifically, I'm going to interview out of state for Thursday, and I was trying to see if that was looking promising.
Okay.
Or.
All right. Well, Tony, let's see what flower comes up for you, and then we can go into the question about. I feel like first off, southwest by chance, Bob. I feel like it's west of you.
The job?
Yeah, it feels like the interview or the job is west of where you're at right now. So I just want to know if I'm on track with that interview or its location.
Oh, it would be up north.
Up north from where you're at?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was a little bit off there then. I mean, so I was feeling like it was more west of you than north. So, okay. Well, let's go ahead and let's see what comes up your flower. And your name is Tony. First off, I want to say that you're exactly on your path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're on the right track because your flower is straight up and down. It's connecting with the sun. So you've got a lot of abundance and a lot of energy coming into your life is what it feels like. And so I'm picking up on, I've got both yellow and red of what's going on. The yellow is very, very strong about your personal power, and it just like you have a lot of energy and a high level of abundance, and it just feels very strong, okay? I also feel like you have a lot of support going on, and you're very grounded is what it feels like, too. And so I'm still trying to pick up on the flower, and so I get a sunflower for you, and that's what that is. And so sunflowers, when I look at it, it's very important that sunshine and that solar energy be in life. It's very good for you, and it's very grounding. And so this sun... or excuse me, this flower, the sunflower, is very interested on direction because it's following something very close, like what's up in the sky. It's about following your heart's desire. It's following what you want to manifest into your life. And so you're very much on target with what you're doing. So let me see more information about what this flower is doing. I want to find your... if you're going to be moving for this job. Is that one of your questions, if you're going to get the job first off, right?
Yes.
Okay, what it, I don't want to ask you the name of the company. I'm trying to see how I can
get
it a little bit more.
Well, one job, they're both AV technician jobs. One was working with a law firm, and one was kind of like a entertainment company, but basically I'd be doing the same thing.
So one's about entertainment, and the other one is about what?
A law.
Like a law firm, or just dealing with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, a law firm.
Well, I definitely had more energy on that because when I was picking up the energy, I was getting more of an office type of and suit and briefcases, and I saw, you know, corner offices, I saw cubicles, but I just saw that kind of an environment of, and when you said law, then it actually clicked because that's the energy that was a lot more strong
okay.
coming through. So that's what I pick up about that.
Okay.
How does that resonate with you?
It sounds good. It definitely sounds good. I mean, the law one was the one I had I have an upcoming personal interview with. I was on a four-person interview on the phone with the one with the entertainment company.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had that on Friday. So
okay.
Yeah.
I feel like the one for the law is there's more energy on that one, but I also
okay.
feel like you're in competition with another person, like they're looking
okay.
at two candidates, is what's going
okay.
on, and so it's between you two is what I feel, but I also feel like you're a very strong person for the job. The other person, it feels like it's not the best fit for them. They want it, they desire it, but it's really not going to be exactly what they need. And so I just have more energy for you with that particular job.
Okay. And I guess the thing that could have been like far west was an opportunity that you know could possibly be in the Philippines. So I was looking to see if that was something that you might have been picking up on or.
Yeah, that was the first energy that I felt like it was west. And so I can look into that for you and just kind of see where the energy is on that. Is that off in the distance as far as time frame of what could come up? I get the number 9 on that. And so the 9 is going to be, you know, 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months, or the 9th month of the year, which would be September.
Yeah, well, that one I think basically it could be like 9 days because, you know, it's something I would just have to accept and just let somebody know I was willing to do that. So
okay, so yeah, initially it was a job out west. So is that something you were interested in? Do you have a lot of energy going on to that one, or is if it comes up, yeah, that's great?
Well, it was this one was in the Philippines, and so it was kind of like, you know, it was somebody that I knew, so it was something like, you know, I would just have to move out, you know, out of the country. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, it's kind of similar to what I was still doing, so it was something I would do. I just didn't know, if it would be a better opportunity for me to stay here, or would it behoove me to do that?
Well, I can look into that energy if that's something that would be better than the law, or which one would be, you know, more suited
yeah.
for you. I feel like if you were in the Philippines over a period of time, I feel like you would lose yourself a little bit. There would be some being homesick. There would be a little bit of depression and some loneliness. And it would be just kind of hard to, like there was just something lacking in your life that wasn't bringing you much joy and happiness is what I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, you'd give it a big whirl to try to fit in and check it all out, the food, the sights and all that stuff. But it just feels like over time, it just, man, this just isn't fulfilling, and your heart would not be in it, and that's what I feel is like your heart isn't in it. So staying here is better for you, is what I pick up on.
Okay, yeah, that resonates with me.
Okay, cool, great. And also I'll tell you about a sunflower. Sunflowers are great. They're just about joy and happiness, And great for days when you feel heaviness or responsibility and practicalities of life, and it's just they just are a great flower to bring joy and smiles. And so if you ever feel down, bring a sunflower into your life, or you know, it's just a good thing, good feeling.
All right, great.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, and I hope you have a good evening.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Tony, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye. All right, well, we've got some more callers online, so I'm going to proceed and see what flowers come up. I hope everybody's enjoying the show so far. I enjoy doing the readings, and I just want to tell you my website one more time, and that's soulflowerpsychicmedium.com. And go on there. You can contact me from there and just take a look at the different services, and we can answer any questions that you have by connecting to me that way. So let's go ahead and take our next caller. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Coming on the show. Why don't we find out what flower comes up for you?
Okay.
All right, so we'll go ahead and give me your name again, please.
It's Laura.
All right, so I have a daffodil for you, and this flower has a very long stem, which tells me that you're an old soul, and also it is on its path. You are on your path. And so this flower feels like it's really trying to go far very fast, because I feel like this flower's got its head into the wind or the petals into the wind. And so also when I look at this daffodil, it's like got that cup, you know, because it reminds me of a teacup. When I see a daffodil, I think they're a beautiful flower. It feels like you're trying to fill your cup of abundance is what it looks like in a hurry, because I feel like these petals that are around it, they're like being thrown back as if it's going into the wind, and all these petals are being pulled back, and you're just trying to get somewhere fast and fill up that cup of abundance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Also, I feel like there's going to be a catch to this, though. Where you're going, what you're trying to do, because there's a net that comes up. Something or somebody is going to be trying to catch you and slow you down. You know, it's like they want to ground you. They want to, hey, hold on a minute here. Let's think about some things here, because I feel like you're in a hurry, but they also want to catch you, and it just feels like they want to stop you in your tracks and make you think about some things. Does that make sense, too?
Yeah, it feels like that, almost. Like,
okay.
It does.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you have a question for me, or do you want to go into more detail on something?
Well, I'd like to know, I'm trying to buy a house, and I'd like to know if I'm going to get that house, and if so, if it's the right house for me.
So the house that I pick up on, I feel like there's not a lot of life in it, you know, like it really needs to be cleared of some energy. It feels like it just needs to be rid of a lot of stagnant energy in it, you know? And it needs to be filled back with some love and some joy and happiness. It feels like the energy is stagnant, and it just needs to be cleared in order for this whole process to be moved, because it feels like it's a little bit sad right now. Okay, so whoever was in it before, or if it's been sitting for a long time, that energy in the house needs to be cleared. And so do you know what I mean by all that?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this house, once you can clear the stagnant energy and you can just remove whatever is in and out, you know, the sun will shine down on it and fill it back up with some joy and happiness. I feel like that's something that you can bring in there. I just feel like a candle, plants, you know, putting life back into this house is going to be very important, because I feel like without that, it's going to be a depressing house. And that's just the energy that I pick up on it. You know, I'm not...
Okay. Yeah, well, I could do that.
Okay, let me just see where we're at on getting the house. I feel like you get a stamp of approval on it. When I see like the bank guy, and he's going over the numbers, and he just puts this, you know, stamp says approved, is what I pick up for you.
Okay,
but it
what
also
about the sellers?
With the what? The sellers?
Yeah.
do you have a specific question about them, or just like, are they happy with it? Are they getting what they want, or what exactly?
They wanted. I walked away from the deal about 3 months ago, and then they came back around and said that we could close in April, and they agreed to all my terms. But then they changed their mind and said they needed to close a whole month earlier, and I couldn't do a whole month earlier. I have to close in April. So we're kind of in a standstill. They're hoping to get another buyer that will close by the end of next month. And I'm wondering if that's going to happen or if it's actually going to become mine.
I feel like they're locked, you know, that they really don't have much of a choice in the matter. I feel like that they want to sell or to move faster on it, but I feel like they can't, you know. And so when I look at it, it's like, well, if this is the way it's going to be, then, you know, so be it. We wish it would be something different, but I feel like it's locked.
That's probably because it's meant for me.
Right.
Okay. That's good. That sounds very good.
Yeah. So they're not really happy about it, but they also feel like, well, you know, okay, if that's what we have to do, then that's what we have to do, and blah, blah, blah. You know, so they're just not really happy about it. But for you, I just get that stamp of approval. What I see, and before you walk into that, or not walk in, but when before you move everything into that house, open up the doors and open up the windows if you can, and just let that energy clear out of there, because it just doesn't feel good. So, and I don't know if you know anything about it. That's what I was going to say. You need to smudge it. So if you're familiar with that, or have somebody come in and do it, it would be very important, and it would change that that happiness in the house to something much, much better.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna paint it brighter colors too.
Good, that's what you need to do. So fantastic.
And I'll do that all before I move my stuff in there.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I would do, and then bless it and just ask for, you know, the abundance and prosperity and happiness, love. You know, the only good things can come into the house. Just say a prayer of everything that you want to manifest and intend for that home, and mean it when you say it.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. Are you with me? Hello? All right, I'll come back to you. All right, let's go to our next one. Let's see here. Hi, welcome
Hello?
To Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm doing well. You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show with me.
No problem.
All right, so why don't I get your name and let's see what flower comes up for you.
Sure, Rose Maria.
Rose Maria?
Right.
All right, so I get a lily for you, and this lily has a lot of different colors going on with it. We've got white, we've got orange, red, and yellow, and some green. So I feel like there's a lot of mixed emotions going on with you, and so it also feels like you're trying to shed some older energy, too, because there's a part of this that has some new growth within it, but I feel like things are kind of stagnant, they're kind of still, they're not moving very fast, and I feel like you're really not on your path right now, and so you need to, what I feel like you need to do is just, you need to bring some life back in. You need to take care of yourself is what I pick up on this. And so all of these different emotions that are going on, you need to focus on what you want to manifest in your life is what I pick up, because it just feels like you need to give to yourself, you need to love yourself, and you need to bring more for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so when I look at this, it feels like what it needs to feed you is some joy and happiness, and taking some time out, and you need to just it's like you just need to bring in some laughter with some friends, it feels like. You know, a point to where you can just kick back and you can relax and there's nothing to worry about and there's nothing to be concerned about. It's just something being in a state of being content and you can trust and just allow things to unfold and be what they're supposed to be. You know, and you just get rid of all these worries and the things that you just don't want to deal with anymore. So I feel like you just need to regenerate your soul is what it feels like. You need to make you happy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does it resonate with what's going on, or am I way off on track?
Yeah, I'm on the track, taking care of myself, and everything else is just it's like not moving fast enough to where I want to be working and stuff like that.
Because I see you're not exactly on your path with what you want to be. It feels like there's some things that are holding you back also, and it just feels like it's circumstances is what it is. It's not necessarily what you are doing or are not doing. It's just sort of what's around you, you know, circumstances in life. And so it feels like there's this, you know, what you need is that a stroke of good luck type of thing or being in the right place at the right time. You know, it's like when we pray for something, just please let something good happen to me today.
Right.
It's like, you know, and so that's what needs to be brought into your life. And so being able to relax and allow things to unfold, because it's very important when you make these intentions or you're trying to manifest something, that you just cast it out to the universe and you trust and believe that it's going to come back to you, you know. And so you're worrying about it all the time, or you're depressed, or you're unhappy because you're not getting what you want, trust and believe that it will come to you, you know, on its own divine timing, of course, because trust me, if we're all about instant gratification. You know, we want it, and we want it now. And that's
right.
Kind of different because we all are on our path, and we are supposed to get what we're supposed to get when we're supposed to get it. It's not really always up to us. It's when the universe says, you know what, we need to hold off because of timing. And it feels like there's other people who are making things a little bit more difficult for you and kind of have their thumb over you, in a sense, a little bit of controlling and keeping you from doing exactly what you want to do. And that's where I feel like it's just circumstantial, you know. So it's like I feel like you have to do something completely creative and somewhat drastic. And I don't mean drastic as just disappear and nobody ever hears from you again, but it's about creating something for yourself that just breaks you out of a shell and can bring things into your life. Do you know what I mean? Like you just, you know what, I'm going to do this because I want to make it happen.
Right. And like circumstances and financial, I can't do it right now on my own.
Yeah, see, but you can't say, I can't do it. You know, keep looking and keep researching, because when you're putting that energy into things, it's gonna happen. You know, what you think about, you bring about. And when you raise your vibration and you think about it and you're working on it, anything that you can do or you're asking questions, when you have all of that energy going toward what you want in life, it's more likely you're going to pick that up. You know, and so, but if you prevent yourself of not having it, only you is going to stay in your own way from getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
so
you need to.
Somebody's putting a hold on me, and I stopped it, and he's still doing it.
So it's just, you know, don't say you can't. Say I can, and I'm going to, and just inspire yourself and be creative and be around positive, high energetic people, because the more you raise your vibration and you are high energy, the more you're going to attract in your life, and there are going to be good things too, because, you know, just don't stay in that low energy of I can't and it's when is it, you know, that's not good for you. Be positive. Make it happen. See it happening. You know, create a visualization. Just put the energy out there. I love manifesting things, and I call myself a master manifester, because when I put my mind to it, I just raise that vibration and I want to make it happen. And, you know, circumstances can be very difficult because it influences things, but I just know that there's that little fire down in you, and then if you really think about it, there's some research that you can do, and you can do baby steps to get where you want to get. But as long as you're moving forward, or you're even just moving, that's the key, because if you're not doing anything, you're not going to get anywhere. So whether you move backwards, forward, sideways, you're moving. You're making something happen. Does that make sense?
Yes. cool.
Okay. Well, do you have anything specific that you want to ask me?
Like you said, like somebody on putting me on hold and controlling. Is he ever going to let it go or do something about it?
Well, it's all about control, and it's about you. He doesn't want somebody to be an independent thinker. He doesn't want you to be an independent thinker, he or she, or whoever this person is, but I just feel like that this person doesn't want you to be an independent thinker, because if he loses that, then he loses control, and that's he's not happy about that. And so, you know, and if he doesn't have that, then that's just going to make him upset, because he's got to have that control and he's got to have that over you, because it makes him feel powerful. And if the ego could just drop a little bit and allow you to be an independent thinker, there'd be a better relationship out of it.
Got ya.
You know, so communication, you know, is a huge deal, I believe, in what you're trying to do. And to communicate it and to express it on a mature level, to be, this is why and this is how I feel and this is so important. I mean, speak from your heart.
Yeah, I have, and he's the one that's not communicating with me. It's like, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's about the power. It's a power trip, and it's ego, and it's control, and you know, you're not supposed to be happy. You'll be happy when I tell you you're supposed to be happy, and that's the way it is. Do you know what I mean?
You're right. That's the way he is, but... All right, cool. Hopefully sooner than what we think, and get it there to, you know what I mean, to the power.
Raise your vibration, you know, and attract it to yourself. You know, be happy and just pursue what you want to pursue, because that would be fulfilling to you. And that's just what's going to make you happy. And you got to follow your heart.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. And thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
This is Tony again. I was just listening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. I kind of lose track there, man. So thanks for continuing to listen. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, let's try that again. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Let's see what flower comes up for you.
Okay.
All right. So, Regina, I have two sunflowers for you. So I've had readings come up where there's been multiple flowers in one stem, basically. So I feel like there's two different directions, or there are two different ideas, you know. So, or there are two different thoughts on something is what it feels like, and they're completely opposite of each other is what it feels like. And so I feel like you are on the path of what you're supposed to be doing, but then, you know, then the flowers obviously split to where 180 degrees difference. So I feel like there's a lot of support, and you're a very strong person with what's going on with you. And so when I see these flowers, they kind of come up, and they're kind of very heavy. So I feel like this has been weighing on you for a long time, or these are such very important decisions that you have to make that it's just, you don't know what to do, and they're just weighing on your shoulders a lot. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
It does. It does.
Okay. Because I want to make sure I'm on the right track with you, and that I'm, you know, we're doing a reading, but I'm just telling you what the energy comes up for you. And so I feel like there's also a light at the end of the tunnel is what it feels like, you know. And this is also a feeling of like a new day is coming up for you. And I feel like, bear with me for a moment here. I'm looking at this because I have the two flowers, and it's the one to the right here that's kind of standing out more. The other one just doesn't make sense. So is there two things that you're looking at that I can help you with here? Let's get a little specific.
That is so funny. Yes.
Help me out. Right. Help me help you.
That's right. I'm actually looking for work, and I've been looking for work for, it seemed like a long time, since last year, because I lost two jobs due to contract ending. So, like, the last part of last year was really rough for me, and I had a lot of other changes going on at the same time.
Do you have a little girl? I'm sorry to interrupt, but do you have a little girl?
I have more of a little boy.
Okay. I get to something about a little girl around you who's really important. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt about, but I just have a 4 or 5 year old little girl. But
yes,
anyway,
my son is 4 or 5. You're right.
Okay.
My boy.
I don't know. Does he play with dolls or pink things? Because
no,
maybe that's the energy.
No. He's all boy.
All right. Well, I was just picking up on a 4 or 5 year old then. So, but I had girls. So, anyway, move on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. And so I've been looking for work, and I had an interview last Tuesday, a face-to-face with the company that's in the medical field. And also I have this opportunity coming up Thursday that's more on my creative side. But I don't know if that's going to turn into something or whatever. I think it just give me more experience or whatever. So, but I know I need to have something set in stone for me to move forward, because it's been going on too long for me not to work.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like all kind of obstacles, challenges I have had, and I don't know, you know, they say it's divine timing. It just, you know, I got to pay these bills, you know, I got to eat, you know, I have to, you know, how am I going to do this, you know, and I'm going too long without me supporting me and my children. So,
let me get your name again.
Okay, Regina.
Regina, okay. So, you know, the first flower, which was on the left, and that was the first job that you were telling about, the energy on that is very low. Like, I see this guy looking at you, you know, the boss man, and he's got this look on his face like, are you serious? You know, he feels, and the whole job just feels depressing, tedious, monotonous, boring. There's no happiness to it. It just feels like you would be in a dungeon. You know, it just doesn't feel good or a good fit for you. It just feels like you wouldn't be happy. But then the second job, which would be the flower on the right side, feels a lot happier for you. It feels that's where the most energy is coming through. So I'm just telling you what the energies are on each one of the jobs, but I understand you need a job. So, you know, you have to do what you have to do. I'm just expressing to you what the energy feels like on each one of them, you know. And so that first one, it just doesn't feel happy. However, that's a stepping stone for you, is what it feels like. I feel like with the first job, if it were to happen, you're going to have to peel back the layers, it feels like. And what I mean by that is that you need to really look at the core, and you need to open yourself up. And so instead of protecting yourself so much, peel back those layers to allow yourself to grow, and that there is a lesson within that job for you until something else better comes out of it. So it's just important for you to peel those layers should that be the direction you end up with. And so on the other one, it just feels happier. You know, I see your spirit, your vibration. It just is a better fit, and I feel that's where the sun comes up. You know, like a happier day is what it feels like with that job.
Oh, wow. Okay.
However,
because I don't know, like, that's just a one-time gig. It's like, not saying, who knows, an opportunity could come within that gig. Who knows? But I just want something that's going to give me steady work and just, you know, keep my mind off of things that's bothering me. So, like, if I'm not working, then it's like, I mean, I just hate being idle and still. I just hate it.
Right. Yeah, we all do. And I feel like that job is going to be the one offered to you first, though. Because when I have the time.
You talking about the creative? Or are you talking about the other job? Okay, the creative. Okay.
The creative one is going to be next, but the other job where it just doesn't sound like that good of a of a happiness. It doesn't feel like it resonates well. That's be to you first. The other to you. So they're lessons, both of them, I feel. The first one, you're just going to have to peel those layers back and not protect yourself and just bring out the true you in order to make it a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one just feels like, oh, happy day.
Wow.
So,
wow. But you feel that it would be, so you feel that with the creative gig that I'm entering, I'm going to go on Thursday, do you feel something is coming through there? Like, an opportunity to have more work? Is that what you're feeling more, or is it just a one-time thing?
So there's something about with a pen. Okay, so I just am showing a picture of this pen. That you need to write something out. You need to put more to the pen. I'm just trying to make sense of what this pen represents. You know, and it's about writing out exactly what you want. So what I'm saying is that, you know, tomorrow is a full moon, and this is a great time to put your intentions down on what you want to bring into life. So what I would suggest for you is write down on a piece of paper what you want to bring into your life, and put it in the window and let that full moon shine on it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. I've never done that with a full moon and just put it on the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Do that. You know, the full moon's great for about being creative, being inspired and nurturing and productive, and the full moon is just a peak energy cycle is what it is. And so, you know, the other thing about a full moon, it's about working hard and playing hard and creating new programs and writing new blog posts and completing tasks that you were working on in the new moon. So the full moon is about manifesting what you're wanting. So this pen, that's just what I get out of it. You need to write down what you want and focus on it and let that full moon energy energize it. That's what I would suggest.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And good luck on that.
Yeah,
and thank you for coming on the show.
All right, Dennis. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I think we've got time for a couple more callers, so let's go to our next one. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Reading.
Hi, Brendan. This is Tamika.
Hi. Tamika?
Hi. Tamika with an N, like Nancy.
Oh, okay. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Just looking forward to hearing what you have to tell me.
I have a yellow lily for you, and I also see butterflies around you and around this flower. So the butterflies tell me that there's something, I'm just going to what it means to me and see if it correlates to you, because the butterflies are, you're anticipating something, or there's something about a newness or some excitement that's going on. You know, when you get butterflies in the stomach, that's what I think about the butterflies. But it also feels like there's a message that's coming along from a butterfly to your flower. So when I'm looking at this lily, you're on your path, and it just feels like you're kind of, you're in a state of being, in a state of, you know, there's not a lot of movement going on. It just, things just kind of are what they are right now.
Yeah.
And so, but I feel like this butterfly has a message, and let me kind of see what this butterfly has to say, because it's significant, and it's telling me about change, is what it is. And so is there anything about sons or daughters or family members, that's what it feels like. There's a message from a family member. Bear with me. So move on is what I get out of that. You need to move on.
Okay.
That there is there's change coming up for you, and you need to embrace some change. Bear with me while I'm just trying to make more sense out of what this means. Also bring some more joy into your life. Bring some happiness and bring some joy. And you know, allow yourself to relax and be open to some new ideas. So the biggest thing I feel is about some change coming for you. And so do you have a mother or father who's passed?
No, thank goodness. My mother is still here, and my father is still here on the planet. They're older, but they're still here.
Okay, because I just feel like there's a parent, or a, could be even a grandparent, maybe, who's with this. It just feels like a family figure who's a mother-father figure. But it's all about embracing some change that's coming up, bringing you joy. But know that you're very much supported in life, what's going on and is about to happen. But there's so much energy about a house. Are you looking at moving or anything anytime soon? Because there's something about the change with the house.
I really want to move. I want to move so bad. I just am ready. It's just I'm ready to move, and I'm ready for love and relationships. I just hope that coincides with moving. It's just two things that are heavily on my mind.
Have you started this process of moving or trying to make it happen? Because I feel like you need to get the energy and emotion moving. And that would be going through some things, throwing things out, maybe boxing up some things that you don't use right now. Because it feels like cleaning up the house and kind of organizing it, getting it ready. Get that energy in motion is going to help this process. I feel that's important for you to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like your family members are very much part of this move, is what I feel. And is anybody like offering you somewhere to go, like a family member, or are they trying to help you in any way? Or I just feel like your moving is going to happen. But I feel like you need to start that process. You need to start that energy on it to move it forward faster.
Well. My sister, she's getting married in September, and it's going to be in the country I'm from, which is Jamaica. And I have a feeling, because her future husband, he lives there, I have a feeling that she's going to try to move back there and try to ask me if I want to go with her. And I kind of don't, because even though it's beautiful there, I want to have a life of my own, just separate from my family. I'm close to them, I love them, but I just really want to start a life of my own somewhere. I don't want to go live with her. So I have a feeling that she might ask. And I just really still have feelings for someone from my past. I haven't spoken to him, and I just always pictured us just kind of starting a life together and moving. But even if he is not a part of it, I just feel like it's still something I need. You know, it would be great if he was going to be a part of it, but I really need this.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of support that you're going to have for him, but I feel like you're going to be doing that alone. In the sense, you know, it'd be just you moving. He's not going to be involved, but he's going to be supportive and be able to help you with that, but I don't feel like he's doing it with you. Does that make sense?
I haven't heard from him, so it's been since 2014, but I still feel and I still miss him, so I'm not sure how he's going to, you know, it'll hurt if he comes back, but he's not going to be a part of it, I guess.
Gotcha.
But
so I'm looking, you know, I'm trying to look at that relationship. So it seems like he's quite a ways away from you. That's what it kind of feels like. So
I don't know where.
Yeah, I feel like there's a distance, you know, a pretty good distance between each other. I can just, what I feel is that you are moving, but in order to speed it up is start packing things up and start clearing things and getting that energy in that motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think by doing that now, you're just going to get things going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And that's what I pick up for you.
Do you see, like, any new love happening for me? I don't have any children, and I've never been married. But those are the things that I want, too. And I don't know how I would move. The job that I have right now really doesn't support that. So I need to kind of, like, totally change gears, but I'm not sure which direction to go into.
See, I don't feel... Okay, hang on a minute here. Let me just try to make sense of this. things are going to be status quo. There's not going to be much change, partly because you're undecided on a lot of things. But I keep going back that in order for things to move forward, you need to initiate something. Nothing's going to change until you create something. And until you do something, nothing's going to happen. It feels like you would be stagnant, or you would just be, and it will stay the same. Like nothing's just going to happen without you doing something to create it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
like
that makes sense.
You need to make it happen in order for something else to come into your life. Otherwise, it's not going to just happen. And then also the other thing is about making up your mind on what you want and being more specific about what you want to bring into your life. You know, and that would be writing down, saying, I want this in my life, and this is how I see myself, and this is where I want to be. These are the things that are important to me. And it just feels like you're not specific right now of exactly what you want. But until you shift the energy by making something happen, like with the house and boxing things up, it's not gonna create itself until you start it.
Okay. And something funny, whenever I used to be around him, butterflies would always come around and start, like, interrupting our conversation, or us just interrupting us. Like, they would always come and start teasing him. And, like, he would always try to chase him away, and it was funny.
Well,
like,
that's interesting.
Would always come to
Well, I find that interesting that you say that now, because the butterfly came into the flower. And so maybe that is his energy thinking about you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. So I, 'cause I feel like he's still part of your life and vice versa. You know, that it's not done. But there's got to be something to initiate it or to break that silence or... You know, but it all begins with you. I just keep on going back. You need to do something. and you just need to be specific about what you want to do.
Right.
So.
Well, I feel like I need to change my job for sure, to find one that can support me, like at least paying rent somewhere else. And as far as like he goes, he kind of told me he wanted me out of his life. So I was hoping that he would come back on his own, you know. Because I did chase him for a while and did try to initiate things, but once he said outright that he wanted it done, I was like, all right, if you mean what you say. So I left him alone all this time. So I was hoping he would come back on his own.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's done. I think there's also a part of ego and stubbornness right now is what's happening with him, and he's really not being honest with himself. I feel that's what's going on with him. And that he's just, that it's all ego.
Yeah, he had a lot of ego.
And that's what's preventing this from happening. And that's, you know, that's free will. That's up to him. You know, that's what he's going to do. But until he can be honest with himself and let that ego go and then connect with his heart, and that's what's got to happen.
And you don't see anything changing? As far as
nothing, there'll be an aha moment for him, and it's when he's mature enough and he's old enough to get a clue, you know, is what I pick up. It's about, man, you know, why did I do that? It's one of those, you know, it was good. It was, you know, why did I do what I did? Or it's just a reevaluation. And I feel like it's just, he thinks about that. Is what I feel, but there's just that stubbornness and that ego that's in his way. Until he can mature, will he have those feelings of being honest with himself.
Right.
What I pick up.
All right. Well, thank you.
Cool. Well, you're welcome. And get the motion starting on the moving and boxing things up and set those intentions. And like I say, with that full moon coming up, it's a great time to set those intentions and show the moon. Make it happen.
All Yeah, the moon is going to be in my sign. My moon and my sun are in the full moon that's tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So this is going to be very powerful for you.
Yeah, it's probably I'm feeling so emotional.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would make a big difference, too. Absolutely. Put it down on paper and put it in the window. Write out what you want to bring into your life and give it to the universe.
Okay. I will.
So, well, thank you for calling in and allowing me to read for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for reading for me.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got a little over 4 minutes here, and what I like to do is toward the end of the show is I like to pick a card, and it's cards that I have the flowers on them, and it's a message from Spirit. And so I'm going to allow Spirit to pick one of the cards here, and I also want to go into this full moon, that it's very important to utilize the energy in this full moon to manifest the things that you want. You know, put it down on paper, write out, I see myself doing this. And it's not just saying, it's not just asking what you want, but it's about writing it out of what you want, but having it already. Like, it's just that creative visualization, and it's asking the universe, but you're writing it out as if you have it already. Like, I am so grateful and I am so thankful that I have this new job or this new car, or I'm so thankful that I have a loving family. And it's really the gratitude that is so important in this. And so when you're sending it out to the universe and the moon with this full moon and being creative, just act as if you have it already. Seeing the universe, send that energy into you to manifest what you want and what you want to bring into your life. So all right, we're still shuffling some cards here. And what I'm picking up, bear with me. All right, so what I have is raise your vibration. And this is about your intuitive feelings, that they're accurate messages from your angels. And so raising your vibration is also about manifesting once again. And the things that you want to bring into your life, the job, the relationship, focus on it, ask for it, and know that it's coming to you. You know, and move things around in your house, because stagnant energy, you know, just it doesn't allow you to bring in what you want into your life. And so if you're looking for that relationship or that partner, you know, move things around into your house as if they're coming, you know, like you're having a guest, and you know, or with a car or something like that. Clear a space in the driveway or your garage to know that that's coming for you. So raising your vibration is about attracting things, and when you raise your vibration, it's about thinking happy thoughts, having some gratitude, and just being happy. It's so important, because you're going to get a lot more out of life with raising your vibration. So I want to say thank you to everybody who called in on the show tonight. I really enjoy doing the Soulflower readings, and you can look me up on my website at soulflowerpsychicmedium.com, and I can do email readings, I can do phone sessions or Skype, and take a look at that, and if there's anything I can do for you to help you out, I'm here to be of service to others, and that's what I love. So thank you again for joining me this evening, and I look forward to the next show and all the most beautiful flowers that come up. So thank you, and have a good evening.